Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
I make a motion. We accept it.
Approve the minutes from December 1st.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. After the last meeting, I received 50 cents from a right-to-know request, $500 from sewage, $248 for AutoZone land development submittal fee, and $750 for the escrow fee, and $7,827.44 from real estate transfer tax. And that's all.
Roadmaster's report.
Did they pick up that permit yet?
Do you need approval on the transfer?
Yes. I make a motion that we transfer $10,000 from Pledgett General to the MVT checking account.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Roadmaster's report. We've had a couple storms since last meeting. Last week, we had two plows break down, both of them being hydraulic cylinders. One was the lift hydraulic cylinder on the Mac. Somehow, the nut come loose onto it and it come apart, and then another was an angle.
An internal nut,
and it blew apart. And the other one was a smaller hydraulic cylinder for your angle and the plow on the 550. But everything's up, running, ready to go. We were out all night the other night plowing, and everything's in good shape right at the present time. It's kind of, these storms are what, to me, they're called nuisance storms. You got to work on them.
Aren't they all?
I'd rather just have
unless you're a skier, maybe.
I'd be just happy to have a big storm.
Major, yeah.
When you get out there, you plow, and
you're done.
These nuisance storms are a pain. An inch or two here, an inch or two later, it's just crazy.
I'd like to take a moment, though, to thank Industrial Hose. That repair on that piston, he got it back to us in half a day.
Yeah, he was jumped right on as soon as we dropped it off.
Great.
Okay, zoning.
I received a land development application from AutoZone, and they submitted the TIS determination and scoping meeting application to PennDOT. That's all.
Public participation. Kevin, Dave. Secretary's report.
Sure. Pike County Conservation District sent inspection reports for some properties and State Route 84 and Section 494. I received a notification from Columbia Gas Station to renew a state-only operating permit from Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection for the existing equipment at the compressor station. I received agenda and minutes for the Road Task Force meeting from Brian Snyder, a change of assessment report from Pike County Assessment Office, and Jessica Yoder informed that the Pike County Scenic Rural Character Preservation Board will host its fourth and final hike of the year on December 21, and she asked to share it. It can be posted on the website. Okay. That's it.
Moving on to old business, the 2026 budget adoption.
We're advertised for 7:15.
Are we?
Yeah.
So we'll come back to that.
We'll come back to that.
Any updates on the Constitution Avenue Bridge update? Anything?
Not so far. I will try and get in touch with NEPA tomorrow and see if they've, how far they've gotten. The change only went in, what, last week?
Yeah.
It was the week before.
PennDOT has not opened the multimodal program yet.
because last year's awards haven't been made yet.
Okay. I'd just like to know what they're looking at.
Yeah, they may be looking at ARC.
I believe last week at the county commissioner's office, the chairman of the county commissioners made a statement that that bridge will be closed in the middle of the summer to pedestrian traffic only. That was our chairman of the county board.
Why are they waiting for summer?
I don't know what he didn't say, but that's what he said. And he made a statement that they have the deed in hand and Milford Township wants to own it, we'll sign it today.
Yeah, he did make that statement.
Huh?
He did make that
statement. He made that statement. Okay, county comments on the proposed curative zoning amendment for planned unit commercial development.
And received the county comments.
We did receive the comments, yes. And this morning I received a correspondence from Attorney Walter addressing those comments. I would be lying if I said I reviewed it entirely. I didn't. But I know I did go down to the comment level and see that they had made some one of the comments I really don't understand, and that's the fifth one down, because all we do is talk about minimum yards, so I don't know why they want to change the minimum setbacks. But
by my comment, two of the first two, well, one of them was that there was the letter D missing.
Right.
So I submitted one that's marked up that I sent to Tony this morning, because I got a copy of this letter at the end of last week from Brian Snyder. And the second one was just to clarify what interior lots meant, and I thought that was really succinct. The third one was about a fire lane, mm-hmm. and I did add something saying that if that, and it says if needed, if it's determined that's necessary as part of the conditional use, then it would have to be delineated on the land development plan. There may well be need for a fire lane. It kind of depends on whether how the traffic situation is going to be on those. So until you see what the traffic layout is, to say you got to put a fire lane in specifically. But I agree, it should be addressed. That's really the bottom line. The fourth one, he thought I should change the word minimum yards to minimum setbacks, which I did. And then the last one, I did not address, because the last one has to do with this idea of a parking permit. Which I'm not sure that was really nailed down, and I'm not sure how to address that, to be honest. I was hoping, though, that given the fact that it will actually be in 2 weeks, it'll be a year that they first submitted the conditional use plan. I was hoping that because the amendment as it was delivered to you guys by the Planning Commission was considered acceptable subject to the county comments, that we might be able to get a hearing scheduled at the middle of January meeting or somewhere near then. I understand why you don't want to try and fit it into the reorganization meeting. I'm not sure the timing would even fit advertising-wise, but we were kind of hoping to, you know, move this along a little bit. If not, I would hope that at your reorganization meeting, you could establish a date for a year. So that's the only reason I'm here, unless you want me to comment on these further. But.
Well, it's the board's pleasure. You want to...
I think we would typically send it back to the Planning Commission for them to address the comments and make sure that they're satisfied with the language that addresses the comments.
Now, I don't believe the Commission's going to meet again in December. I know I'm not going to be available for a meeting, scheduled meeting on the 23rd, and I believe two of the members expressed last Thursday that they would not be available either.
It was my recollection that last year we set the Planning Commission's regular workshop date as their reorganizational meeting so that they were reorganizing at the beginning of the month instead of the end of the month and could act at their reorg. Is that how you remember it last year, Kevin?
That's what we did last year, so that because we had an applicant in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And The reason that we did that is because we made it publicly known that we will not vote at a workshop meeting, so.
Right.
It was duly advertised and the public knows that we're gonna vote and reorganize at that meeting, then I'm willing to have that meeting, if that's what you're asking, because we really shouldn't have one until February. But we did do the same thing last year, and if you're willing to do that and advertise, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to. If you're gonna send this to us, then I would ask that the secretary send a copy of this to Attorney Belwar forthwith, so that we have that and can actually. It sounds to me Tony's gonna want us to be doing something that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Ideally, yeah. I guess that would be, what, the 8th, like, that's the second Thursday?
The second Thursday.
Yeah, New Year's Day is a Thursday, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and if it could be addressed then at least at the mid-month meeting, that will put us into February, but it is what it is. So hopefully at the mid-month meeting, unless there's some major adjustment. Well, if they think the wording needs to be changed, then it probably needs to be changed. If not, you know, we're not gonna, we've done a lot of that already, you know, so.
Irrespective of whether we change it or the applicant changes it or whatever, it still has to go to county once it's changed, right?
Right.
Right. So we'll act as soon as we can if we get everybody together.
Yes, an amendment to the zoning.
You're on page with that, Bob?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it has to go back to county if you accept the county's comments. At least I know in the past that's not been the procedure of the municipalities I represented. Now, if you do something different than what they had, then I think, yeah, they have a second bite at that apple. Just don't want to drag this out of, you know, any much longer
right.
than already has.
Right.
That's my only concern.
I thought the past correspondence we've had from the county included reminders that if we made any substantive change, that it had to go back to them for a second review.
Well, maybe you could check with Brian Snyder and see if he thinks these are substantive.
I don't think that your language is going to be the full and complete final.
I understand.
That the Planning Commission rests on, and as you said, you didn't address the final area.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not sure that the Planning Commission really followed into this parking permit. It was something that Attorney Belwar brought up. And this is in effect saying, do you really have a parking permit for
No,
procedures?
We don't have parking permit.
How does that work? And is it needed for this kind of project?
We have parking requirements.
Yeah, sure.
Right, requirement, no permits.
And every municipality does.
Right.
But I'm not sure why that gets introduced when it isn't done on any other kind of development.
I think it's more of a parking approval issue, not mm-hmm. a permit.
A parking plan approval, but
right.
isn't that part of land development and,
right.
and even the zoning?
Right.
But
yes.
the problem is when the
change in use
is the parking adequate, or is it more than adequate, or you know, because if you're doing this kind of a development,
if it's a shared parking plan,
yeah, with the shared part, are the numbers going to be right? I think that was the reasoning, so that the zoning officer had an opportunity.
I think the word come to any language that made sense. Yeah, I think the word permit. The term permit probably shouldn't apply.
No.
And what we're really talking about is
if there's a change in use
that requires additional parking, that there needs to be an application and there needs to be an approval.
Well, I think if there's a change in use that's any different at all from what exists there, I think they have to come back for further conditional use.
I do too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's your opportunity to make sure that's addressed.
The language has to be clear to
yeah.
to support that in the way it's written in the ordinance.
I believe that it's already in the ordinance that the county didn't bring up.
No.
Okay. But that would, so for example, if I switch from a law office to a medical office,
obviously,
then in all likelihood, there might even be a need to address sewage, but there certainly would be a need to say, you know what, that's a different parking level.
Yep.
You got to come back and show us the plan still fits that. Or else you could even say no. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
Yep. But I think that's a better handle than having the zoning officer decide how to issue permits or not issue permits, you know, in that kind of circumstance.
I have to agree with you, Tony.
Yeah, and I think that's what we were grappling with early on.
And the problem was, how do you put that in the ordinance so that it's understood?
We discussed that. Any change in use, it had to come back.
That way, nobody, no one individual has to decide it. It gets decided as part of a public hearing. I mean, yes, it's more involved for the developer, but on the other hand, piecemeal isn't really good either.
No.
You know? Well, can I assume that this was, could be passed along to planning and that they could look at it and hopefully act on it at their January 8th meeting and go from there?
Yes.
So that would be our reorg meeting?
The planning commission's reorg.
Planning commission's reorg.
I'm gonna copy Brian's letter.
So it should be on the agenda of the first meeting of the year, right?
Yes. But it will have to be advertised before that, so we should act on it now. Tony, is there any, Tony Magnon, that is. Is there any issue with setting that as the planning commission's reorg meeting today when it's not on this agenda?
No, only because we are discussing the plan, we're discussing the comments from the planning commission at the EPG, so they do need to have a reorganization meeting, so we can schedule it for them.
So I'll make a motion that we schedule the planning commission's reorganizational meeting for the second Thursday of January 2026. And that we pass both the county comments and Mr. Waldron's comments back to the planning commission and to Attorney Belvoir with the hope that they will be discussing them at that meeting.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
And I would respectfully ask the secretary to make contact with Mr. Belvoir to make sure that he knows that he's scheduled the meeting.
Yeah, and,
yes, please.
And send both the comments and the
Mr. Waldron's and the plan correspondence. Yeah.
To him.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome.
Good seeing you.
Yeah. Good holidays.
It is.
You also.
Oh, Bill is here.
Yes, Bill is up there.
Just in time, Bill.
Well, we got 7:50.
Yes, we do. So we are going back on the agenda to the budget adoption.
And 2026 budget adoption.
We're here pursuant to public notice. Submitted on November 13th in the Pike County Dispatch, setting today for the date of budget adoption. The budget has been available for review here in the office during regular office hours, and I don't think we've had any comments.
Do we have any questions or comments on the proposed budget?
Has anyone come to look at the budget?
No.
I always ask that.
It's posted on the website, right?
Yeah.
Is Bill awake?
Bill's there.
Kevin wants to know if you're awake, Bill.
I'm awake.
So he wants to know if you have any questions on the budget.
Lots of them.
I don't believe so.
Thank you, Bill. Hearing none, I will make a motion that we adopt the proposed 2026 budget.
I will second the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Very good.
Moving on to new business, radon awareness.
So we have a draft proclamation naming January as Radon Awareness Month. I will make a motion that we adopt this resolution proclaiming January 2025 as Radon Awareness Month.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Use of parking lot for the Scenic Rural Character Preservation Hiking Event on December 21st. I'll make a motion we allow them to use our parking lot for that
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Other public participation.
Bill?
There aren't any trip hazards on that parking lot, right?
No. Well, we passed all the small holes and stuff we had, Bill, and we'll make sure it's fully solid and stuff.
We have a tractor trailer parked out there this evening.
Might be a load of salt.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I don't think so. It says agriculture.
Ooh.
It wasn't anywhere I came in. I'll make a motion that we pay the bills and adjourn.
Second.
Second. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.